Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your debating couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, September 26th, 2016.
And this is episode 205. I don't have notes up.
Yes.
I had to close up.
I actually did it right this time, yep. And you didn't even have the notes up.
I know. I was concerned.
You've been saying that like, I was concerned.
I was concerned.
You were a little concerned. A little concerned. We're here a little early.
Yeah, man. That's like some big event going on today, man, that, you know, Renee and I want to be able to watch live. As many of you may know or may not know, that the first presidential debate is going on today.
And from what I've seen, there are like two camps. There are people who don't care, and actually I've seen extreme, like people who want to see it and people who have no desire to see it at all, like they don't even want to touch it, kind of thing.
Right.
I'm interested to see what's gonna happen. I don't expect a lot of greatness.
Yeah. it could be like one of the boringest presidential candidate debates ever.
I don't think it'll be boring. I think my eye roll will be in full effect. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
So, I mean, we're gonna just, you know, watch it. And I feel like that's very important. And a lot of people are probably like, why so much importance on this one? And I just have to say, you know, we would have to tell you all here in
Weekend Wrap-Up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
It's going to be one of those kind of, it's how you people. You people.
Yeah, it is going to be a lot.
It's going to be like you people. You guys did this. You guys did that.
Yeah, so, it's going to be so much finger pointing.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of finger pointing. I'm really curious to see how it's going to be. But before we get into all that, who do we have with us today? Even though we started early,
I know Diddy and J.K. Grammer are here.
What is going on, woo, fellas? And by proxy, what is going on?
Now, there will be a lot of name calling and stuff, but this is actually a historical debate. It's the first time a woman has ever taken the stage.
Wow. Hi, Udella.
Udella.
I'm assuming she's there.
Hi, Udella.
So, I was listening to NPR. Yes. And NPR was talking about how, you know, Donald has to watch his mouth. And kind of how Hillary has an advantage a little bit because she is a lady. And didn't Donald Trump say something about one of the other lady, yes, Republican candidates, and she turned on him? Yes. But they were like, well, Hillary has to be careful too, because, yes, she don't want to come off, as people have said, you know, a bee, you know.
Yeah, she's a really smart lady, and she knows a lot about policies and stuff. But yeah, she can get a little bogged down in talking about the policies. She has to learn how to be likable, and she has a disadvantage because people are going to be judging her on what she's wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Her tone.
Oh, yeah.
Women.
Well, but you know, she did that whole, sorry to interrupt, but she did that, what, 11 hours of
the Benghazi hearing.
The Benghazi thing? She held her own.
She did hold her own.
So, I mean, I think she's going to have the composure and everything else that she needs, hopefully.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah. I think she'll When I say tone, because people perceive women when they talk, you know, firmly, they see it as, you know, naggy, or they see it as
bitchy.
You know, yeah. When men are, you know, confident.
Well, it depends. If, you know, if a black man like myself.
Okay, well, the black man's
okay,
not on
granted,
stage.
Granted, I will, you know, I have it a little bit better than women. But as a black man, it'd be, would be confidence. It'd be more anger.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, and then black woman be more black mama. Oh, black mama.
She, black mama.
You know, she about to beat somebody's ass.
Yeah.
You know, better watch out. She gonna snap on you.
So Hillary doesn't have that to deal with. But,
right.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm interested in seeing it. So that's what we're going to be doing today after the show.
Yep. And so Diddy did say he has no desire to watch the 2-year-olds call each other names.
I'm hoping it doesn't come down to that.
Yeah. Yep.
I really hope so.
Me too. I wish that I could not want to watch it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's like I have to watch it because I know we are, you know, just a little over 30 days of, you know, casting ballots, right, and stuff like
that. And I want to be informed.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, we're not going to get a lot of.
Well, I want to be informed on what goes on. Like, okay. I would rather decide for myself.
Right.
How I feel and not let the media color how I feel. Not that I think, I'm not one of those people that think the media, you know, there's some big conspiracy for the media to make us think a certain thing or whatever, but the media can tend to color how I feel about certain things and the language they use. I mean, it's a proven thing that happens. So, and I'm trying not to have my mind made up.
Right.
But I already do. But
right.
Keeping an open mind is pretty hard. So
that's
what the Valentines will be doing.
Right. So if you're watching this live, or if you're watching this on YouTube later, you may see down in the corner. Let me do this in the corner here, below Renee. You may see a little video of the girls because we started earlier, and
you can see that.
Yeah, I have it on the stream, so I can watch them to see what's going on.
Well, but they're sleeping.
But they're sleeping now. So it's kind of like, it's like a moot point almost, because
yay,
they were not, they no, were not asleep.
Not even close to asleep.
Yeah. So tonight, we've been struggling with these girls.
I don't know what to do with them.
With this whole open the crib up thing. It's like, but tonight, I got this bright ass idea. And say, you know what? I'm gonna tuck these girls in. Like we normally just lay the blankets over them, mm-hmm, nice and cuddly. And they usually don't leave them on. They usually throw them off.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to tuck them in. And now I think I know why parents tuck their kids in. They're tying them to the bed.
in a way, yeah.
Because if you look closely there in the video, you see how nice and cuddly they look with the, you know, They just look so comfy. It makes me want to go to sleep right now.
Dude, I'm yawning, so.
Yeah.
Take that how you will.
So, they were not asleep. You know, we spent about a good hour trying to get them to settle down. But, since, aside from dealing with little asshole children.
Ha!
You know, throwback to the last episode. We did go to Nashville.
Yes.
We went down to Nashville, and we had a marvelous time.
Yep, went down there Friday after work.
We did.
It was a great decision.
It was the Friday the iPhones came out, so we got a late start.
We got a late start because we had to wait for the iPhones, and of course they showed up at what time? They showed
six
up?
O'clock. 6 o'clock, but what that taught us was, the trip from Louisville to Nashville is a little over two showings of Frozen.
Yeah, so if you want to use Frozen as a unit of measure, it takes 2.5 Frozens to go from.
Not 2.5.
I thought it was 2.5.
No, it's two. It's little. It's two. It's a little bit over two. It's not
a little
two
bit over
half.
Two Frozens to get to Nashville.
That's including. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's usually.
I know.
Me.
That's including. You usually cover for me. You usually will finish my sandwiches. See, this is how you know I've been watching too many Frozen. You would normally finish my sentence for me. That's from very beginning to end of the credits. You know, every version of Frozen that is sung over the credits. You know,
right.
The Miley Cyrus version, the Taylor Swift version, the Kanye West version,
okay,
the Beyonce version.
All right.
The J.K. Grammer and Diddy version.
I didn't know you all had a version of Frozen.
I know, man. J.K. and Diddy, they doing some underground records, you know. But yeah, so that's how long it took. So we got down there Friday. The girls just travel amazingly always.
Yeah, I have to attribute that to us, you know, being, you know, we traveled so much.
I know.
With
we have traveled a lot,
and they're used to going for a long time.
Yeah,
right now,
and they're just amazing with traveling. And then while we were down there, we got down there late Friday, so Saturday was a day where we I had created a character to play D&D 3.5 with Clark and his group that he's been playing with since college. They invited me in. They let me in to be a part.
And I'm kind of glad I didn't play because it seemed like a kind of good old... Yeah, I know there are women playing, but I would have felt out of place because they've been playing for so long. And
I mean, it was interesting. I mean, I can kind of see where you would have felt out of place. And it was different. You know, it's kind of like... It was a little bit different than how Serve does it. Mm-hmm. It's like... Everyone that had initiative before the monster got to do stuff. It was kind of
So the monster went last all the time?
No. Everybody wrote initiative. Clark wrote it all down. If the monsters were in the middle and there's like two or three players before and there's two players after, the three before, he'll say, you guys can go ahead and tell me what you're going to do. And Clark resolves it. And everything, and then once they get their stuff done, then the monsters do their thing, and then the rest of us, you know. So I mean, it was pretty fluid. I mean, they've been doing it for, like I said, since college. So
they have a rhythm going on.
And like, you know, Clark's D&D, he's kind of just laying back. He's just sitting back in his seat, and he's like, "Well, you guys are walking to the cavern," and like, there's no map into it until we got into like a dungeon.
Was it how detailed? Did Clark make it?
It was pretty detailed. And also when we were asked questions, you know, we were asked questions, what does this look like? You know, you know, what do I sense? And there was some perception checks and stuff like that, that we would do. And, you know, it was pretty good. So, but yeah. What else? So the D&D, you and Nikki went to some amazing play places.
Oh, yeah. We went to, it was called Monkey's Treehouse. It was one of those, it's kind of like Hippo Hop in Atlanta. It's geared especially for younger kids, which was pretty cool. Like, and they had a blast. They had this big treehouse. They had slides. They had a little mini city that had like a post office and grocery store and so much stuff. And the treehouse had like a rope ladder, and I was sitting there talking to Nikki, and I was like, oh, I can't wait till the twins are old enough to go up that rope ladder. And no, like a couple minutes after I said it, here comes Maya, and she starts to climb the rope ladder because she saw some other little girl do it. I was like, oh. So I went and spotted her, and she did great. Zoe also did it. I mean, they were, by the end of the day, they were going up no problem. I was like, my little girls are getting so big.
Very nice, very nice. Well, that's cool. So, yeah, we had a great time. Sunday, Renee got to get her fix of filled pasta.
Yes. And, my gosh. I have been craving filled pasta.
Before even that, so D&D was over, and then we went to go eat at Prince's Chicken.
Oh, that's right.
And then... We got to play.
And Nikki told y'all that y'all should have ordered ahead, but you didn't. But I'm just going to put it out there that Nikki was right.
Nikki was right. But you know what? Because we waited, who got hair stuff for the girls has been working out pretty sweet.
Jay got hair stuff for the girls.
Because I went to the hair store to get some stuff for the girls. So it worked out. We got to hang out and everything, Clark and I. I mean, it was cool. It was cool. We got back. We ate. We talked. We had some very deep discussions about the Black Lives Matter movement, the situation with, you know, with all that stuff. It's like, yeah, I'll leave it right there. But it was great conversation with them. And it was something that Renee and I haven't had a chance to have, you know, one-on-one with a lot of people. And it was nice to have and to be able to talk to some friends about it. And then after that, to light things up, we got wine. Well, Nikki and I had wine. Clark had wine. Renee was being a party pooper.
Hey.
But you did have Publix.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I reined myself in.
You did.
Thank you very much.
I think, so the thing with Publix is coming down. It's lowering. It's okay.
No, it's not. Well, no. My love.
I'm not downplaying your love. I'm just.
My excitement level.
I'm not downplaying your excitement level.
What are you downplaying?
Our inability to go in and just be like, you know, walk by the bakery and just say,
like, just grab all the sweets.
You know, just dump everything into the cart.
I could if I wanted to.
You know, and just like, you know what? We won't put it in the freezer. You know. But we did that, and we played. We played The Contender.
Yes! Oh, yeah, we did.
And The Contender was amazing fun with wine.
It was hilarious watching them play The Contender with wine.
Yeah. And then, so Clark had bought Codenames, which won a couple of rewards, awards, the past couple of years, and we played Codename.
And I totally messed it up.
We played two games. We played one game.
Right.
We played, so each team played a turn. And then we were like, oh, let's go back to The Contender.
Basically, because I was like, The Contender.
It was like, Clark brought it out, and then I've been wanting to buy Codenames as well, and I was like, you know, I think I'm going to hold off on buying Codenames.
Yeah, I'm glad that you at least got to try it out. But yeah. I definitely think The Contender was more fun.
Oh, yes.
And it's a lot like Cards Against Humanity,
but it's not.
And it's different. It has its own thing going on.
Right.
It was good.
Yeah.
And I think the best part is like being surprised that these people actually say these things, and then you have to see who said them, because you're like, there's no way, but it's true.
Right.
So
with that, I'm gonna go ahead and just jump right into technology, babe.
Let's do it.
So let me mute this down here real quick, and then let's
technology.
All right, as we said, the iPhone 7 came out right before that. Before we left for Nashville, and absolutely, I'm enjoying the iPhone 7. I'm liking it. I'm still having to get used to it, because I usually have headsets that I use to, if I have to go on a conference call, that I use. And I realized that the headsets that I use had the 3.5 millimeter plug. So
right.
I went to go plug it in to talk to TiVo, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't have a 3.5, which is...
You have your adapter, though.
Yeah, but I didn't have my adapter.
Oh, handy.
I didn't have it handy.
Okay.
Or anything else like that. And so we got the 3.5s, and I got the 7, 128.
Mm-hmm.
And for work, I got the 7 plus 128. Which did you get, babe? She got the 7 128.
I got the 7 128. Thank you. I was like, I depend on you to tell me that.
And I just want to say what's up to Zobby.
Hi, Zobby.
Zobby, I want to apologize. You probably missed our tweet, and I should have texted you, but we started early.
Sorry.
So we could watch the debate.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Anywho, what are you liking and what are you not liking about the new iPhone 7?
there's anything I don't like, it's not that much different from the 6, really. There are a couple of things that are different, like the home key doesn't react the same, but the unlock is the same as like on the 6 with the iOS 10, like where you have to press the home button to unlock. So I really don't think it's all right. It's faster. That part, all right. There are two things I noticed that are really, really good. Right. It's faster.
Oh yeah.
And the battery life is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
like I didn't plug my phone in all day the day before yesterday, and it still had a charge the next day.
Like right now, I have my phone unplugged all day and I'm at 25%. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like and that, I use like the maps and I've been using it like a lot.
Yeah, yeah. That wouldn't happen.
So we've been playing around with the home key, but even, you know, JK saying we can change the home key. Yeah, we can. Thing is though, it just, all it does, it makes it a light fake push in. So you have the light, then the medium, and then the boom, you know.
So it's not a real, like it's like it fakes it up for you.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, I think it's the tactical engine they put in is pretty beefy and everything, but I like it so far. I mean, I'm just glad I have the Bluetooth. Now you use the adapter, right? How do you like the adapter?
I use it all the time. I mean, it's fine. It does the job. It adapts.
So,
it does what it's supposed to do.
I wonder if the Lightning cable headphones work in a regular phone with Lightning. And here's the thing also, kind of just talking about a little bit. The speed jump from 6 to 7 is huge. The speed jump from the 6S to the 7 is not as huge. So I did with the phone that I use most of the time, which would normally be my personal phone, I could tell the difference. You know what I'm saying? But with my other phone, which was the work phone, which is a 6S, you know, I can tell that it's not that big of a difference. But I'm enjoying the phone. I'm going back to work like 3 days a week, so I'm actually able to listen to podcasts a lot more. So I'm not just heads down in work. I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, I am, but I'm able to listen to podcasts while I'm at work, and I don't know why I couldn't do that while I was here. But it's so. I mean, that's kind of what it is, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, if I didn't have the AT&T Next, I wouldn't have got the new
right
iPhone.
Right.
It just, yeah, it's not enough to justify spending a whole bunch of money on.
Right.
Since I had it, that's why I got it.
I will say that AT&T Next allows us to, you know, do that. So anyway, yay AT&T. On to the next.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And I know you're probably like, man, you guys are just blazing through the show.
We got stuff to do.
But Renee,
but there's really not a lot.
Renee has a lot to talk about.
Well, I don't have a lot to talk about.
She has a lot.
I don't have a lot about. Okay. Does. So, we've discussed on the show how I go through different modes. I go through my gaming mode and my TV mode and my reading mode. Now I'm in my reading mode. I finished the last of the trilogy, End of Watch by Stephen King. It was really good. As Nikki and I discussed, it got more Stephen King-y in the last book, and I really liked it. The ending is good. I can't spoil it. Just the ending is good. And then I finished The Nazi Officer's Wife in like 2 days. So I finished that in 2 days, only because that's when I was on vacation, so I was able to read a lot. So that was really, really heartbreaking, and it was really, it helped me to see the time of, you know, the Nazi domination in a different light, a different way that I haven't heard a story told before. So that's a very good book if you all want to check that out. And then I have started this book called Summer Sisters.
Oh man, but are you and Nikki gonna be Summer Sisters?
I don't know. I have to read the book first and then tell you what they mean by Summer Sisters before I say whether or not we're going to be Summer Sisters.
Oh.
This is written by the great Judy Blume, author of such books as like Blubber and Hey God, Are You There? It's Me, Margaret.
So could this be like, they could be like lovers?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I am literally on page 35.
Literally.
Literally. So, and I have tons of books to read, and this is just the beginning.
Yeah, so I have not been reading much. I've been playing a lot of Legion of Doom. But nah, I've been playing a lot of Legion.
I've been playing Legion too.
And Renee has too. We hit 110 last week, and it's been fun. It's been fun. And so also this weekend, the girls got to stay with Grandma and Granddad, and they watched them while Renee and I took care of some business around the house and got to have some couple time. It was amazing. We got to go with the Chewies, and we went to Havana Roomba, play some Legion, got to sleep in late, which was amazing.
That was crazy amazing.
Yeah. Yep. I got a chemical burn on my eye.
Tell the story. We have time. Tell the story. All
right. So the girls stayed with Grandma and Granddad Saturday. So we wake up Sunday morning, and I went to the eye doctor about 2 weeks ago and told him that, you know, I've noticed lately that my eyes have been getting drier or a little bit more irritated because I wear contacts. And he said, well, I'm going to change your contact solution, one that's a little bit more aggressive and everything, and it's called Clear Care is what I think it's called.
Okay.
But this new solution has 3% hydrogen peroxide. And so the thing is, when you're using it, you have to put it in a little capsule, and then the capsule goes into a thing, and it has a disc on the bottom. And the disc on the bottom neutralizes the hydrogen peroxide. It takes 6 hours for this to happen, and you have to let it stay in the solution for 6 hours. If you don't, you have to make sure you rinse it off real well before you put it in your eye.
So if it's in there 5 hours and 59 minutes, is this a problem?
I would think it's a problem. which leads me to my next thing. So my habit is I will take my contact out, rinse it no matter what, and then I'll put it in my eye. So Sunday when I got up, it had been over 6 hours and everything. I go to my contacts, take my contact out, my right one out. I rinse it like I normally do. Grab the bottle, rinse it. I stick it in my eye, and I am like, my eye just goes on fire. And I'm like, no, what? And my eye just clamps shut because it's like so much pain. And I'm like, what the F is... What?
Well, I hear F. You all feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like.
So, and I was like, what? And I come back and everything like, looked okay with him.
And then, so I'm trying to get my contact out. So I open up my eye, you know, pretty once, and my eye just shuts down. You know, I try to get it out and I couldn't. So I try a second time and I finally get it out. And so once I got it out, I took the solution bottle and I squirted it in my eye to rinse my eye out because I'm like, shit, you know, something's going on. I do that and my eye goes further on fire. And I look at the bottle and it's the freaking hydrogen peroxide solution. And I'm like, that's when I really dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And I think I threw it in the tub. I threw it somewhere.
I just threw it. Get away from me, Satan.
I threw it away. Well, I didn't throw it away. I just threw it away.
Right.
And I grabbed my normal solution bottle and I rinsed out my eye. My eye is just on fire. So what had happened was this past week, I went to Costco and I bought the solution.
Right.
You know, new solution. And I just got through using my sample bottle, which was smaller. and the regular bottle is big, just like the regular solution, and they both were sitting on the sink, and I grabbed the wrong freaking bottle. Yeah, that's like you put salt instead of sugar in the pie. One of the things, except this time, I just put hydrogen peroxide in my eye.
So
I'm rinsing my eye out more with the saline and everything else because I'm like, holy shit. So we go to breakfast, and my eye is just like red. It's just red.
Yeah, it looks like he's either had a hard night or
I got pink eye.
He has pink eye.
It's horrible. One or the other. And I'm like driving, my eyes watering. It's like watering and everything. And I'm driving, and the sun is like bright as hell. I'm sensitive to the light, so I throw my shades on. And then,
I wear my sunglasses.
Long story short, I ended up calling the doctor. He told me to get some drops. He actually met me at his office yesterday after he was playing tennis and gave me some more medicine drops. And he said it'll take about 3 days. I still have it. It's still red. You know, you may be able to see it. You can blow the video up. I don't know if you want to. But it burned. It hurt. My eyes, this eye was watering so much that my nose was running. It was just flooding. It was flooding. And then this morning when I woke up, my dry tears from overnight had my eye shut. So I had to, it had crusted over from the tears. And so, you know, I cleaned it up and no more pain. I'm adding my drops when I need to. Thank you, Dr. Gossam. You're amazing, man. We like talking tech and stuff like that too. So it was definitely good. It was definitely good. So, I'm going to go ahead and, babe, and let's see.
I think that's it.
We're going to go ahead and just...
I want to talk about your new pose.
My new pose?
Mm-hmm. That you were showing off on Facebook today.
Okay. We can do it.
Let's talk about that and then...
Well, we can do that on the outro. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right. So what's going on about my new post? What are you talking about?
Your picture that you posted on Facebook today.
Yeah.
What were you doing today?
I had my legs crossed, but like without any effort. So it was quite nice. Telling Renee, I mean, it feels good to be able to. I was on the phone at work, and then I had crossed my legs, and I was like, oh, I gotta IM somebody, and I just leaned forward and I started IMing with my legs crossed, and I was like, holy shit, this never happened before. And then like today, I decided to wear a full button-down shirt. Because normally I had this gut that would like pull on the buttons and everything, you know, and it would look really weird and I would feel not as confident, but it feels good to be in some of these clothes. I even felt good. I shaved this morning real quick.
See, you saw me. It makes you feel good.
I didn't put on makeup, but I did shave. So, but nah, it felt good and everything. So, everything's been going pretty good. I've been doing these breakfast egg muffins.
They are amazing.
So Renee has requested to be on the list of my Sunday bacon, so I bake her some as well. So I have that with some avocado smashed up, which is really good. It saves time in the morning, having that stuff already prepped and ready just to throw in the microwave and mash up and enjoy. So I want to thank everyone for supporting me, supporting Renee, supporting my family. Zabi, Nikki, so glad you showed up. Sorry we started early, but we love you, lady. Absolutely love you. So sorry for the rush. Sorry if you came at 8:30.
Sorry about that. We weren't as...
Yeah,
we're trying to do better about that.
Yeah, and we started early because of the...
Yes, but we're trying to do better about letting people know when we do these things.
We got a lot going on. We got some amazing things to... I'm pulling the Johnson right now to include you all on. We will when the time is right. No, we're not having kids. We already have two.
No.
Renee,
no more kids.
Has two.
Oh, yeah.
I have five.
We're not doing any more kids.
Yeah, no more kids. So don't get too excited. So anyway... You guys have a great week. We love you all. Be kind to one another. really just try to reach out to someone and give them a smile. You know, I just can't express it enough. Thank you so much. Huge thanks to the folks at Alpha Geek Radio for allowing us to stream this live and in color. And then, also thank you to these two beautiful girls down in the bottom corner there that some of you can't see.
Yeah, they're all right.
That they're asleep. I'm glad nothing happened. So, you know, little punks. But anyway, we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, we got some stuff to watch. So. Yep. We'll all talk right. to y'all later. Bye.
See you
y'all.
All now. Bye.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.